Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 656. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Good morning.
Good Sunday morning. Titans game. NFL season's kicking off. Week two.
Mm-hmm. It's a little moist outside. Yep. I know people like that. It's a little moist boy out there, raining.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot week this week, too.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be 99 today, and it's raining now, so... This is the weather that you're going to experience today is really a staple of the South.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice and humid. It'll be sticky, wet. You'll probably just see the steam coming off of whoever's next to you.
Yeah. I've been the last like 2 weeks, I've been having to go out there and squeegee my windows on my car because of the condensation.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually just, you know, this, I have to do that in spring and then the fall.
Yeah, it's today I think is, I didn't know the rain was a thing.
Yeah, so I didn't think it broke any rain.
I woke up to the thunder. And it'll be interesting because it for sure still says 99 on the heat. So it'll just be spicy out.
Yeah, at least when you guys leave to go to the game, it'll be no rain.
Yeah, it looks like the rain is all gone this morning, but man, that rain and then that heat comes out. Mm. Too many bodies in one place. Probably going to be gross.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a Sunday. It's a NFL's back. Week one was, I mean, week one didn't feel back because it was away game.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this will really be the kickoff. They also lost.
Yeah.
Mostly due to coaching, but not ideal.
Probably lose again this week. Next week, they'll probably end up with a 1-16 record.
I figure they'll win a minimum of 3 to 4 games. I think 4 is doable. I mean, who knows? They may not lose another. You know, that's the thing with football. You just don't know.
Hmm.
It's the same thing with any sport, really. I mean, it's that whole any given Sunday deal. I don't have high expectations, but I think a losing season probably will mean a coaching change, which is bad for a brand new quarterback. You know, it's the same cycle over and over and over.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the coaching changes with just a couple seasons in, like 2 or 3 seasons. Yeah. My number is always 5. Give them 5 seasons.
Yeah, I'm also not a fan of the coach. Right. So, you know. I don't know. You can't fire him midseason, or you shouldn't. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And again, you take a rookie quarterback who was drafted number one overall, and then you take away everything, all the foundations that he just learned in the NFL, and have a new guy come in and tell him how to do it. You know, mm-hmm. it's that Mariota cycle that they love.
Right.
Where you fire a coach or you fire a coordinator and you give them a new one and they have to start all the way over trying to figure out how to be a quarterback in the NFL. And they never get their feet under them, but it is what it is. Hopefully it's at least a good opening home game. Cause I will say preseason was banging at Nissan Stadium.
Right.
The opening up with the L is not a great look, but people will be excited again. Cause it's the first home game. I think if they play well, at least attendance will be good. The crowd will help some.
Right. They didn't play bad. They just made a couple mistakes that cost them the game. It wasn't like they were terrible.
It was a ruckus environment for preseason, though. So I have high hopes that maybe they'll actually have a little bit of fandom, maybe a slight home field advantage.
Mm. Who are they playing this week?
Playing like a powerhouse. Chargers.
That's doable. I mean, Chargers are a hit or miss.
They are. I think that's who they play. I got like no sleep last night. You're just like, yeah, they're playing Rams.
Oh, never mind. They lost.
You ever just have those like nights where you just can't get comfortable?
Yeah, that was me last night too.
Just restless, tossing, turning, phone off, phone on.
I didn't do the phone. Me, I just I used the bathroom a lot. I didn't drink much during the day, but I drank a lot at night, and I just felt like every hour I probably woke up 5 or 6 times and used and peed.
I would have preferred that. I just couldn't even get to sleep. I just restless for no reason too. Like there wasn't anything going on. Like I just couldn't get to sleep. And so I'm good now.
Right.
Been up to, I've already had a shower. I'll go to the game. I'll be fine. It'll hit me like probably coming back from the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 6 o'clock, I'll just want to lay down and call it a night.
Right. You're not a sleep rider, right? You don't sleep when you're in the car.
No. Yeah. I don't really sleep any time other than nighttime unless I'm sick. Mm. So I don't, like, I'm not a napper. I just push through.
I see. I've never fell asleep in the car.
Yeah, I don't sleep in the car. I don't sleep on planes. I don't sleep. Like, I just, sleeping's for night. And this is a hot take. I don't think adults ought to nap. You gotta stay up. You gotta get back on schedule.
I don't take regular, but I have taken some. Like if I've worked really hard, cut the grass, went to the gym, come home, then I'm a little tired. I might take it. I won't do longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm anti-nap. All that's gonna do is piss me off. I need substantial sleep or no sleep.
Yeah, I listened to a doctor on a podcast, and the doctor said that you shouldn't sleep if you take a nap no more than 30 minutes. So your body needs like a 20-30 minute recharge.
Yeah.
That's why I try to limit that too.
I'm just going to persevere today. I'm going to push through.
Now, I have been going to sleep earlier though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from the midnight to 11, then now we're on 10:30.
I've been doing 11 o'clock for a while now, and it's made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Quality of life wise.
Also, though, has done is that's changed what I play like late at night.
It does make that harder too. And Friend of the Show Marshall 205 gives me a lot of grief for going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll go just like we're in the middle of doing something, and I'm like ready to go.
Like I don't play none of the story games. Like I won't play a story game now late at night because I don't want to be stuck right in the middle of something and have to get off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing that I've just forced myself to be disciplined and just go. You know, we used to stay on until like midnight, 1 o'clock, even sometimes 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now at 10:45, I'm planning my exit. I'm getting ready to like where I feel like I need to go. And then at 11, I try to at least stop playing. Sometimes I'll chat for 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes I just go right then. We were playing Rocket League the other night. Friend of the show, Patman, was also on 11 o'clock. I'm like, all right, see y'all. And they stayed up till like 2 a.m. So I just don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It has made me feel better than anything I've done for myself. Like, to try to improve my quality of life, that has helped more than anything. I don't have that like early morning brain fog that I have right now.
Right.
I don't have that really at all anymore. I just feel more alert in general, but especially like cognitively, I feel much better.
It makes a major difference.
Yeah. Now I'm not looking to scale it back like you did. Like I'm kind of where I want to be. I want to stick around that 11 o'clock.
I also get up at 5:30.
Yeah, I get up at 6:30. So if I can keep that schedule, keep that alive, I get up at 6 anymore. But if I can keep doing that, I think the 11 o'clock is working good for me.
So
yeah.
How was your week this week? Did you do anything fun? Get anything cool?
I didn't really do anything fun. Work has been super busy. I did the Lego gift with purchase, Sega controller was up,
mm-hmm.
or Sonic the Hedgehog Genesis controller set. So I ordered the hibiscus and the miniature bonsai trees. It put me right at the $130 mark that I needed to be at. I was good by a few bucks and ordered that. Obviously, it's not here yet, but I did order it. I got my shipped confirmation, and I'm just waiting for everything to come in.
Yeah, I also ordered.
That's really about it.
I also ordered a it as well. I did two orders because I wanted two of them.
Yeah. Sometimes they limit a gift with purchase and sometimes they don't, right?
But it's very rare.
Did they limit them?
No, they did not limit them.
Yeah. So do you have to, if you do, it was 130. If you do 260 and one, do you get two or you have to do two transactions?
Yeah, I had to do two transactions.
Gotcha.
So that's
just, is that always the case?
It's always the case.
They don't stack.
Mm-hmm. I try to tell my wife that one year for Christmas, because they had a really cool November gift with purchase for Black Friday. And she's like, well, don't order any Lego. And I'm like, okay. Well, I ordered this, so make sure you break them up. Well, she didn't break them up. She ordered them all in one. They only sent one free gift. And I was like, I really wanted this other one because I wanted to sell it because I knew it was going to be a high. I just wanted one to keep it in the box and the rest I was going to sell. But she didn't do it that way. So I missed out on probably like four of them. How much she spent, because it's like a 75, I think you spend $75 and you get it. It was like a cheap little one, but I knew the resale value of the item was going to be high.
That sucks. Now
she knows.
The gift with purchases are bullshit and they do exactly what they're supposed to and get me to order before I should order.
Right. There's a lot of that stuff that ends up going on sale. So a lot of times I wait to order certain things because I want to see if it goes on sale at Target or Walmart or somewhere.
Right. I just felt like, to me, the Genesis controller is something I knew I was going to want. And it's one of those things I could see myself regretting if I didn't get. Hmm. So, I didn't buy something I didn't want just to get it. I just bought something I wasn't really going to buy now to get it.
Right.
So, I'm still okay with it.
I'm trying to pull my order up. Just tell you what. Okay, so the first order I'm getting, the Wally and Eve set.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking set.
A Batman 8-in-1 figure. It's a Brickhead. I wanted another one of those because I want to keep one in the box. And then I got the, because it's only $24.99. Then I got the upscaled race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one order. Second order, I got the arcade machine.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, arcade machine, the Disney Pixar Luxo Jr., and then I got the Minecraft, the big tall creeper.
Yeah, that's a good looking set too.
So nothing really, really big. Just a couple smaller sets that didn't want to miss out on. Get them.
You're going to try to sell one of the Genesis controllers?
Not right now. I'll wait.
Yeah.
That'll be one from like years from now. Won't be like next year or something. It'll be at least 5, 6, 7.
I'm gonna put mine together. Now, let me tell you, the one I'm really struggling with is the moon car. Mm-hmm. I love that set and I want to put it together, but I also love it in the box.
I'm struggling with that one. That one I tried to get again, and it's limited edition. You can only buy one.
Because that one was through the insider points.
Yes.
It wasn't a gift with purchase.
And sometimes it lets you do more than one on the insider. So you can redeem it on order, then go back and redeem another one on order. This one will let me do it. Because I tried it again this time to see if I can grab it. And it wouldn't let me do it. It said limited to one.
This is my first time doing the insider points, and that system is way more janky than I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah.
You like add it. It just gives you like a redeemable code, and you have to order something in order to get it. It's like, it's kind of weird.
It is.
And it gives you like a code, but if you read the thing, it kind of says like while supplies last.
Yeah.
But you have until, like, it gave me some sort of crazy date, like the end of next year, but it's like while supplies last. And I'm like, do they only do the right number? Which I think I even called you or texted you about it.
Yeah.
The whole situation was just like a little bit uncomfortable. In my mind, it's like I use my points and then they ship it out to me. And that's not how it works.
No, they ship it on an order.
Yeah. And I just don't know. Like, am I? So if they do 10,000 of them, once 10,000 are redeemed, they should show sold out. And then when that date finally rolls around, whatever, a year from now, if people haven't redeemed them, they should open them back up. But I don't know if that's how it works or not.
Now, how it used to be is like you had to redeem it and you only had like 30 days to buy something. Then, because that's where I missed out on the one. I redeemed it and I didn't buy anything for a couple of weeks. Then, because I was waiting for Christmas, and then I tried to order it in January. Then it was sold out. I couldn't. So I just basically lost my points. And it took me 6 months, 7 months to get my points back. But it was a while.
They did finally give them back, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually had to call into customer service because I was going through email and they wouldn't do it. Then I called customer service, explained the situation. And they gave me, I think it was 2,500 points.
Well, at least you got them back. As far as playing stuff, I just keep it real short. We played Medieval Dynasty, I think once. We played Rocket League. I thought we played really well. I had fun with it. The World Championships are going on right now in Rocket League, so I've been kind of all in on Rocket League. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, for esports, I'm not a huge esports guy, but they get Rocket League right, and they get me excited. Not only just to watch, but to play and to be like a part of it. They get hype. And yesterday when I was watching, I think there were, on Twitch, there were 65,000 concurrent people watching. I mean, there's shows on TV, I feel like they don't have 60,000 people watching them.
Yeah.
They get canceled, but, you know, that's a lot of people to be on one channel on Twitch. That doesn't count all the other people. Mm-hmm. There was something like 160,000 on the Rocket League channel yesterday, on all Rocket League channels. And almost every big player was broadcasting the World Championships because you get drops for them, so you earn in-game items.
I was about to ask it. If you played, were you guys getting stuff?
Yes, you get it for watching. They do have a Road to the Championships challenge that's going right now, so we did unlock all that stuff. And then if you watch, they also have drops for watch time. You have to watch 8 hours to get all the drops, but it's been going since the championships have started, so plenty of time. I watched, I put it on my computer yesterday. I watched when I could, but I just left it running on my computer, and I got like 7 of the 8 rewards or whatever it is. I got all but one, and I'm 11% away from getting the other, so I probably need to watch for like an hour today to get it
right.
So they're very obtainable, but yeah, I've been hyped for it. I think we played Party Animals once, but it was a really underwhelming week because work was so busy for me.
So with me, played the usual, the Farm Alone or Farm Together 2. Played some of that. I did go into Fallout 76 as I was talking to somebody at work that actually plays it, and they were talking about certain missions that they were playing. I was like, I never played those. And so I jumped in to play those specific missions, not the board, the season pass board. Normally I just jump in just to do that stuff. So this actually, I'm trying to complete some of the new missions I have not done at all. And then some ones I didn't even know about for storyline purposes.
Is it pulling you back?
Yeah, it is, because there's a lot more to do. I never did the casino stuff, mm-hmm. and then I never started the ghoul challenge, and then there was a couple other ones I didn't even do at all. I didn't even know, because that was for like a year where I didn't play it at all. Just did not pay attention to certain things. So now I go back in and just doing those missions to get them started. The casino one is one where you have to play through all this to unlock certain things. And then once you unlock it, then you can go back in and just do missions over and over and grind out, get things. How this season sucks so far, because people weren't happy with the challenge, the season board. They've added back in, of course, they're going to add Fashion Not back in there, but they've added a couple other the weekly things that people liked. There's an alien invasion one that people like because there's a lot of legendary drops. There's one where you have to fight a bunch of super mutants, and it's pretty much you're guaranteed at least 10 legendary drops.
In that alone. What's the player base feeling like? I mean, does it still feel like there's plenty of people on all the time?
It's still full. Yeah, you go do those big things. I mean, you're getting a minimum 10 people into that.
Does it feel like you ever see new people?
Yeah, because you still see lower rank, 1-2, like 1 to 5. Then I have one guy, like I had a bunch of plans on me, and I dropped him off to him. He was like, "Thank you, I didn't know what I was going to do." It's just so helped me out a lot.
There's still people jumping in.
Yeah, he's a first time player, never played it. He just finally decided to. Then I jumped into a guy who's played it years ago, and he started a new character to start over because he forgot what to do.
There, it feels like if you were to come in now to a game like that with anything, but I mean, there's so much game there.
Yeah, we said this before that the majority of the people are good. I've ran into a shithole for the first time last week. I'll say 2 weeks ago when I played, or three weeks ago, there was a shithole in there. And one of the daily missions was to go to a certain area and claim a workshop. So I claimed the workshop and I was running away. Well, some guy come running over trying to claim it out of mine. I'm like, I'm standing right here. I get if I'm no longer on the map, but I'm right here. So I come back over and he starts shooting me and kills me. And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm like, okay, you can have it. So I run over and I'm trying to get my drops. Because when you die, you drop all your scrap. So I'm coming back and he's like, I told you this is mine. And he starts shooting me again. I'm like, I'm just trying to tell him, I just want my drop. You can have it. And he still shoots, kills me. And every time I run over to try to get my stuff.
Yeah, see, finally, I don't love that.
Then he finally seen what I was trying to grab. He went and grabbed it all, and he said, "Now just go away." And I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, I don't love that.
So I joined a team and was telling the team about that. So we went and we took over the workshop. We killed him. Then we went to his base, blew his base up. Then he built his base back in. Then one of the guys had a nuke, and he called the nuke down and nuked his whole base, and then the guy quit.
Yeah, but that's like all that's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like having to do that to him, his energy to you, like all that was so unnecessary. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me not want to play.
Yeah, but if something like that happened, you can usually just join a team and tell them what happened and they'll defend you. They'll go after it. If there's
spawn
trappers.
It's not exclusive to Fallout. I mean, it's all those MMO games, or they work the same way where. Like not only some games I feel like just foster that environment of all the players being toxic and everything. And I guess that's part of the game and part of why some people like to play it. But then there's other games where it's like most people try to be cordial and there's always a few assholes that ruin the whole thing. And I just, that doesn't interest me. Like even having to go retaliate is like, that's a lot. Why are we having to do that? Like, why can't everybody just get along?
I meant to send you a video yesterday, or not yesterday, Friday. I was watching YouTube, and some guy was talking about No Man's Sky, and how he heard about there's a Discord that has like a thing where you go to and you join a planet-wide universal thing. So some guy or some bunch of friends decided to turn a whole planet into a whole like city outpost thing. So there's thousands, like I think he said there's like 3,000 players that play. And it all goes to this one planet, and they build, like, they drop an outpost, they build their little thing on there, and it was crazy. So he shows you going to the planet, you just see outposts and everything all over the planet. You can go anywhere to see these buildings that people are building and starships, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people playing. I thought that was pretty cool
that is neat.
That they're doing that, and they just decided to do it on their own.
They've turned that into an MMO.
Yeah, basically.
Can you imagine not knowing that's a thing and it just happening upon that planet?
Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Yeah, you would think that you found something super secretive.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though.
All right. So, buying. Okay. So, I'm going to talk about this specific thing. So, do you remember I mentioned about that emerald green Saudi Arabia controller?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, I've won on an eBay auction. At a decent price, $220.
Mm, that's good.
Guy canceled it. So I won it Sunday. He canceled on Wednesday. Bought another one on Wednesday. $270 now. The guy just canceled it this morning.
You know, that's a crap situation because the reason they're canceling it is because they want more for it.
Yeah.
I will say that eBay is very buyer friendly. So they won't be able to get away with that too many times without having to create a new eBay account. But I don't know that people like that care.
So I am on another auction. Again, 270. I have 5 hours left to see if I can win this.
I mean, I certainly have sold things and they didn't go for the amount that I thought they should have or that I wanted them to go for.
Yeah.
But you know what you do? You either set a reserve, do it as a buy now, or you pack that shit up and send it when it sells. Because that's how auctions work. They give you options to where that you don't have to worry about that. But if you're going to put it up as just an open auction, then it is what it is. I've also gotten more than I wanted for things.
Yeah.
That's how auctions work. You know, it's things like that make people not want to use eBay or Mercari or whatever it is. And it sucks.
Yeah. When I saw it, I was like, well, $220. I said, that's not a bad price for that controller, especially if it's limited edition. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go for it. The Hogwarts one's $500. I've seen it for as low as like $450. I'm like, well, I'll go ahead and knock this one out really quick. Got it. And then missed out on, because there's a bunch of them selling for like $220, $240, $250. Missed out on those because I picked this one guy. He canceled it. And I go to another one thinking the same thing, canceled. Like, well, damn, I wonder if all the guys are in their 220s and they're selling for a little cheaper or canceling.
So I guess you were jazzed up when you bought the first one.
Yeah. I was like, shit, I can't wait to get this in. I'm going to send you a picture. Hey, look what I got. And you're like, I thought you weren't going to get that. And I'm like, well, I had to look at the price.
It's tough. If you get down to like one or two controllers, like you may just have to pay whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. And that would have put me at one controller left.
It would be insane to have all but one. It's a little insane to have them all.
Yeah.
But once you've made that choice to have them all, it's insane to have all but one.
And that'll put me, because I'm going to get this one. I'm going to try to get this one. Then the Hogwarts one. Then I'll be left at that state of play one. Which that's the one that's like $2,000.
But if you had all of them but that one,
I'd be okay with. I'd be watching like daily to see if I can get it.
It's a little insane to not have it though and have all the others.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan to display them all, or are you just going to put them in a box?
Yeah, no, I've ordered the acrylic clays to put them in.
Yeah.
They're just like, I bought some cheap ones from Temu. They're not good.
Yeah.
So I've been ordering them from Amazon, and they're like $22. That's the cheapest I can get them piece. So I've got like six or seven right now.
Yeah.
But for if I got that emerald green one, that one I was going to put like in a hard acrylic. I was going to spend like $50 for that one. Can't grade. I was going to send them off to all get graded, but you can't grade any of them yet. They don't do controllers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I figured they would do controllers, but they don't do any kind of controller at all.
I thought you could grade anything as long as you're willing to pay for it.
No, they don't even do systems.
New systems or any systems?
Newer systems, the PS4s, PS5s, they won't do any of those.
Huh. I didn't realize, but I also have never sent anything in to be graded.
I've only sent one thing in to be graded as a basketball card.
Yeah, I have a few things that are graded, but I bought them graded. I don't have anything that I got graded. Whenever a long time ago, like years and years ago, when I went to that retro gaming convention, there was a place there that was like doing the grading. And they had a bunch of stuff. Like you left it with them, you paid and you left it with them, or you could mail it in. But everything they were selling, they also were just like a booth set up to sell stuff. And now that I think about this, like as an adult, because I was a lot younger then, it's kind of sketch, but they were also selling graded items.
Yeah.
But the reason that's sketchy is because it would be beneficial to them to give something a high grade that they were going to sell themselves.
Yeah.
It's a little muddy water now that I think about it.
Yeah, because there's people that say this. They don't know what they send in. Like if they send a game in, you don't know if that's your actual game when you get it back, unless you market somewhere, but you don't want to market because it's something's on it, then they might take the game out, put it empty, like just a generic. You don't know until you open it. If you have to break it, seal, open to see if your Legend of Zelda is in there, whatever game you sent in if it was a game. Same thing with a comic book. They could take the, put a cover, you know, print out a cover, put it on there, and you don't know, really know, unless you open up and look at it.
But let's say I was Ryan's grading and I was also selling graded items that I bought cheap. There would be a benefit to me maybe giving something a 9 that should be an 8.
Yeah.
And squeezing another $100 out of it. So it's definitely a conflict of interest, or it didn't feel like it then, but it does now.
I saw one guy who sent in like the same item to like the 3 different grading places of comic book to see what he would get graded. And luckily they all graded about the same. Yeah. 8.1 yeah, was 8.5. One was 8.6.
There seems to be a disconnect with cards that way, where people will get, you know, a Beckett 10 gem is different than a PSA. And so it's weird that it works that way. But people crack cards all the time, send them back in. So I'll send them back into the same one, which is also crazy.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they get a different grade depending on the person who's doing it.
I was watching a YouTube channel and they broke open a $1,000 Pokemon card set. And then on the there was like a card in there that could sell for like $1,200 to $1,500. It depends on the condition of it. And sure enough, they open it. It was bent a little bit. They're like, oh no, it's probably only worth maybe like $300 or $500. And they're talking about like flattening it out to send it, like just smooth it out to send it back in. I'm like, damn, that's, and that maybe give them another $102 if they just flatten it.
I see people do crazy stuff with cards.
Yeah.
It's a wild world. We probably ought to jump into the news. I don't know how many you have, but
yeah, there's a few quick ones.
Because I have to go to the game, it has to be a quicker show, because friend of the show, Marshall 205, wants to be there to, I guess, help the players unpack their cars.
Okay, yeah.
Based on the time that we're leaving.
Carry their stuff into the building.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure why he feels the need to leave so early, but he drives, so I guess it is what it is. But we'll be getting there the same time as them.
Okay, so first thing, PlayStation is doing their mid-month release of free games. There's a bunch of games on the PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium catalog. They've added WWE 2K25, which is a fun game if you're into those. They usually added the 2K, the WWE games in there, so I don't understand why they sell them when they're going to give them out for free anyway later on. Persona 5 Tactica. It's not the Persona 5 game. This is Tactica. It's like another version, the turn-based strategy. A game that we played, Green Hell, will be on. Be free for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4.
This is the non-VR version of Green Hill.
We played the VR version. If you go back to an older episode, you can listen to it while playing it. Fate, Samurai, Remnant, Crow Country, The Invincible, Conscript. Then I'll play PlayStation Plus Premium, Legacy of Kain, Defiance, which is an older game. Those are your free games for the mid-month. If you have the PlayStation Premium and Extra. PlayStation is announcing a family app for it has parental controls. So the parents, it doesn't do anything for us, but there's a couple cool things. And the parents can control, using this app, their kids' playtime on PlayStation. So they connect to their PlayStation account, and they control how many hours they spend, what the games, see the games that they're playing. They can check chat messages, see when they're playing, if they're waking up in the middle of the night playing a game, how much they're spending. But it's a good thing to watch out, especially with big Roblox stuff going on now, or it has been going on. You can watch what your kids are playing and who they're chatting with.
Yeah, I think that they've had forms of parental controls, but this probably should have been a thing before now.
Yeah.
But it's better late than never, so.
And this is an app that the parents can just control on their phone.
And I'm a big believer of parental control, and nobody should know their children more than the parents, and you know what your kids can and can't handle, and you should be monitoring that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thoughts on the whole thing, but it also should not be complicated for the parents. You shouldn't have to understand how the PlayStation works. Because that's also a lot.
Yeah.
And I understand it's on the parents, and I think it should be on the parents, but I think these companies can make it easier.
All right. Sony also announced PlayStation 30th Memories. It's where you can go, so you can send like videos in of you unboxing a game or your PlayStation or something going on all the way back to 1994. There's a certain thing you can go on Instagram or an X, formerly known as Twitter, and just hashtag PlayStation 30 memories, and you send it all to them, and they're going to do like a big highlight reel type thing. So if you're into doing doing content like that, then that's something you can do.
That's cool.
To PlayStation 30th anniversary, hashtag PlayStation 30th memories, 30 memories.
You think they'll roll anything out?
No. I don't think so.
You never know. Everything's a money grab.
It is.
So, but then it's like, how often do you start doing anniversary stuff? Like, you can't, like, I don't want them to do like a 31st anniversary controller.
Yeah, they'll do the, I think they'll stay with the five. So 30, 35, 40, 45, yeah. 50.
Even then, it's a lot.
Yeah, I don't even
I mean, know. You're going to get
playing when the 50th anniversary comes around.
I mean, if with that happening, that means you might get two controllers per generation, depending on how they launch. A 10-year cycle's a lot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get 10 years out of the PS5, I don't think. I think a PS5 gets announced next year. Yeah, PS6 gets announced next year with a release date of the year after. So,
yeah, I also see that 2027. Yeah. Speaking of PlayStation 6, some of the people that are working on a PlayStation 6 have already released out saying that they're PlayStation 6 is just a rumor that there is going to have a detachable disk drive. So it'll come with a just your basic. And then if you want a disk drive, you'll buy the basic version and then you'll get a disk drive with it that you can attach to it. So it'll make it cheaper for them to make the consoles.
I mean, honestly, it makes the most sense. So many people don't care about having a disk drive.
Yeah.
And if it can make the whole thing cheaper for the people who don't care, then I'm all about it. The only thing that I hope is that the disk drives are available.
Right.
Like, I don't want things like that to be hard to get. If you want to be able to do physical and they're still going to make physical, it shouldn't be like, there shouldn't be hurdles. I shouldn't have to go to 50 stores or pay an online price where someone's marked it up 300% all because I can't find one. So mm-hmm. I'm fine with them doing all digitals that take a disk drive as long as the disk drive is something I can easily go out and get. Because I think now everything, when you buy a system, they all have the bolt on.
Yeah, I think if you send 1 million, I'm just throwing a number, 1 million consoles out, you should have 1 million disk drives available.
Yeah, which is tough because that's not realistic because not all of them are going to want it. But you're right. There should be availability. Sony should have numbers. Sony should be able to look at per million consoles how many people are putting physical disc in their system.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to get a good snapshot if that's 30% or 40% or whatever that looks like. And that many plus some should be available. But we'll
it should
see.
Be about 30%. So you sell 1 million, you have 300,000 disk drives out yeah. there.
They won't do that, but they should.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always going to want to buy physical if I can. I'm going to buy physical until there stops being a physical. I do that because I want to vote with my wallet. I want them to know that people still buy physical.
Yeah.
So if I can buy a physical of the game, I try to because I want them to know that there's still a want for it. But I mean, that world is coming to an end slowly, but it's coming to an end. So I guess I'm thankful that they're at least like they already know that the PS6 is going to have a physical component right. to it because this could have been the year they just said to hell with it.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait for someone else to say no first.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it's not this time. That gives me at least another probably 8 years of buying stuff.
Yep. All right, PlayStation 5 has officially sold 7 million in Japan, which is crazy. All right, so I was talking about that Emerald Green controller earlier. Apparently, some people have been getting this controller. Well, two people so far have got this controller, and it was broke when they got it. So they opened up out of the package, and it was broke.
The problem I have is that I think the worst of people.
Yeah, and see, the package was damaged here.
Yeah, I see that. My very first thought, though, when looking at that cracked open one is that someone just cracked that and put a new case on it to try to make it look like it was that controller, and they've sold it 50 times.
Just look at the edges right here in the middle, and then right over there, it looks like someone...
It looks pried, because if you crushed one, that's not how it would open it.
Mm-hmm.
So you sell that for $1,300, and then you send out those broken ones in a crushed box. And then the person goes through their shipping insurance. And then you can do it over and over and over.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that it... Well, let me say it like this. I hope all that happened is it got damaged. I mean, you can see the shipping box.
Yeah.
It's damaged, but it's not crushed in a manner that would lead me to believe that the controller could look like that.
Right.
Yeah, look at the force that was put on that back.
Yeah, it's like something was dropped on it, like a 50-pound dumbbell or something.
Yeah, but the box looks like it was wadded up and unwadded. Like, I don't know. It's just hard to believe to me. But hopefully that's truly what happened.
Yeah, see, even this case looks different, because the one I purchased, it shows a different topping or bottom of it. It has like a different thing on there.
Yeah, what's that sketchy looking UPC on the top? Can you see what that says?
PlayStation controller, Alpine Green, 389, whatever. Yeah, 389 of whatever that number is.
These were released in Dubai, right?
Yes.
So they are, the shipping is probably, unless you're going to buy one from the U.S., which is going to be exorbitant pricing, you're going to take a risk with shipping, but this feels sketchy to me.
Mm-hmm. Right, so next one. The Sony decided to bring out the top 20 PlayStation games of all time for the United States. Selling dollars-wise, it was Grand Theft Auto V. Sold units-wise, was Grand Theft Auto V. Second place, dollars-wise, was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Third was Red Dead Redemption. Fourth, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, 2022 version. And then number five is Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Minecraft was number two in units. And then Red Dead Redemption, number three. San Andreas was number four. And Modern Warfare 2019 was number five in units-wise.
So as a publisher, what you want is right and left to line up the way Grand Theft Auto is lined up.
Where Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead is equal.
Yeah, the units and the dollars translate. When you see something like Minecraft be number two on units, but all the way at number seven, means that game is being sold cheap.
Yeah, even here, the Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, is on the one side, but not on the other side.
Yeah.
But if you
That's
look
weird,
at
too, because it's on dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So it must just be, like, super expensive.
Because, I mean, you buy the guitar with it. I don't know if Guitar Hero 3 was like that.
I don't even know what people are doing with those Guitar Hero games.
Yeah. But if you look at pretty much Call of Duty, like...
What are you even buying those on? PS4? What are you buying Guitar Hero on?
This is total. Of all time. Oh, forever? From 1995 to now.
I guess I get that then. Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, I think you could buy without, but most people would have bought with a guitar. Which is why it's on dollar side, but not units.
So 11 of the 20, dollars-wise, is a Call of Duty game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the staying power. It's on all over the unit sold list, too.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, with Ghosts of Yotei coming out, they joined up with Sapporo's Beer. And they're advertising Ghosts of Yotei on this beer. And you get an in-game reward if you buy. I guess a way to buy this beer. And the beer can and the beer bottle doesn't have anything with it, but the box that the beer comes in has the Ghost of Yotai. It's a special in-game reward.
The can box is pretty sweet looking. Bottle just looks like they just slapped on the side of it, but the actual like can box looks like it was designed around Ghost of Yotai. It's pretty cool looking. Now, will you buy a case of that beer for an in-game item?
No.
There's some Rocket League Puma shoes that have in-game item that are available. Pumas don't really fit my feet, though. So it's like, are you going to spend the money for just something, just a piece of DLC?
It's funny you talk about the Pumas. I got a Puma story coming up, too.
Well, that's weird. Didn't know that, folks.
Yeah. All right, so Mega Man, there's going to be a whole bunch of Mega Man games coming to the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 in this, what they call it, the New Star Force Collection. Be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Mega Man games coming out. So if you're a Mega Man fan and you have a PlayStation, you should be excited. You get a bunch of Mega Man games.
Me either. I never got into Mega Man, but I kind of want to. I would love to go back and play Mega Man like 1, 2, and 3. I'm probably never going to. I think I like the idea of it. I did play Mega Man whenever they released the ones that looked like the vintage ones. What was it, like 10 or 11? 10, or
yeah,
whatever.
Mega Man X or something. Which
yeah,
is 10.
I did play the first one of those, and I enjoyed it.
I think I played a demo of it. I think it was a demo or like a free thing. Some Xbox news. Only a couple things. Xbox Cloud Gaming is coming to select vehicles with a partnership with LG. So basically, you can park your car and play your Xbox.
I want to be able to play while I'm driving down the road.
Right.
I want it to be in this is an Xbox in heavy traffic.
So a friend of mine, he hooked up a PlayStation 2 to his inside of his car with a little monitor at the PlayStation 2 inside of his glove compartment.
The ad says this is an Xbox that goes vroom.
Yeah.
So I guess that's fun.
What was this one? The article says, let's see, Xbox Superfan shares massive console accessory collection on eBay. Oh, this guy has this massive, massive Xbox collection. And I wanted to show you, do you remember what the original Xbox was going to look like?
No, I guess not, if that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's it.
It's horrible. It's shaped like an X.
Mm-hmm.
It also looks the most homemade.
And so he's going to show it right there.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It lights up. The center lights up. That one looks better than the one in the picture. That one's all chromed out. And it looks more... The first one looked 3D printed. It's weird to...
So here's the show. It's plastic. It lights up in the middle.
It's weird to like, it's not weird because I do it too, but like just to commit to a brand like that. This guy doesn't collect video games, so like he collects Xbox stuff.
Yeah.
That's wild. All this isn't real. This is a replica.
No, people, he's talking about doing this replica wise. So that was the beta version of that Xbox controller. An Xbox system.
So he has the real one?
He has a real one.
Hmm. He also has a light up globe back there.
Yeah.
Which must be from a game or something because everything else there is Xbox related.
He has a bunch of like cool systems in his video. There's a Titanfall one.
Yeah, I saw Sea of Thieves one. Yeah. I mean, that.
There's a Sea of Thieves one.
It's highly specialized.
I just saw that big Xbox and thinking, I thought I would just to show you that one. I thought it was pretty cool. I'm glad they didn't go that route with it. All right, some Nintendo news. Did you watch the Nintendo Direct at all or see the highlights?
Yeah, I saw everything from it.
Anything, Honor, you interested?
The new Pokemon game looks cool to me.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Pokopia.
It looks like Animal Crossing.
It's got like Animal Crossing vibes, a little bit of Minecraft vibes, maybe a little bit of Dragon Quest Builders.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, but with Pokemon, it looks like you're a Ditto and you you basically farm and discover Pokemon, and it looks cool.
Yeah.
The art style for Yoshi's Mysterious Book was super cool.
And what about this one? I saw that when I saw
the Dinkum.
Yeah, that basically Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I think if I was gonna, that one's cool because it's set in like Australia. But I think for me, I can only play so many of those games, and for me, the Pokemon one seems like the one I would jump into.
Yeah. Announced a bunch. Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to go everywhere. They brought that one out. Hades 2 is coming. They announced a whole bunch of amiibos. Kirby Air Riders amiibo coming for Switch 2. Dragon Quest. Now they did. Did you see the Virtual Boy?
Yes.
$100. Nintendo Switch 2. It'll be out February 17th.
It's if you have the Virtual Boy is tough for me because Virtual Boy is cool, mm-hmm. but you're not gonna like that,
especially when you've been in a quest,
especially when it's 2025. Like, they don't hold up. I mean, that right there is what they look like.
Yeah.
It was very cool back then. It won't be very cool now.
It is more nostalgia thing. Just, hey, let's get it. Try it once or twice. Yeah. And
yeah, I mean, it's a gimmick. People are going to buy it. Where it's tough for me is, like, does this hurt the resale value of a Virtual Boy, or does it increase it?
Hmm.
Does this make people want it, the real thing, or, you know, what does this do? It's not even, you know, it's not even, you literally slide your Switch or your Switch 2 into this thing, and the screen is simulating the way a Virtual Boy screen worked.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's cool. I don't, those games probably don't hold up. I haven't been in my Virtual Boy in a long time, but I would imagine they don't hold up.
Now, when you bought your Virtual Boy, I think you talked about this before, but it's like brand new. You bought it. You didn't buy it from anybody else.
I did buy a Virtual Boy brand new. Didn't buy it for anyone else. Had it, but I sold it. The one I have now is not the one that I had as a child.
Okay. I think you did talk about that before. The one I have now
is purchased, yeah. Right, we might have to go rapid fire on these.
Really quick, they also talk about they're going to release a talking flower from Mario Wonder. It's a little small plastic flower.
Yeah, it's about the handheld size. I mean, yeah. It's not super tiny.
Right, then here's the random news. They said over 500,000 console players have pre-ordered Euro Truck Simulator. Or I'm sorry, American Trucks Euro and American Truck Simulator.
Yeah, those games have huge followings.
Over 500,000 wishlist additions to Xbox Series and PlayStation 5. Is that one? Okay, so here's the Puma thing really quick. So Puma and Nintendo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have teamed up to come out with some shoes.
Those are fun looking.
And so here they show the green shoes with the color, with the purple, red, orange, and blue for the four turtles. Also have, there's a low top if you want colored versions, they have the pink, for Krang is pink.
Yeah.
Here's a Shredder one.
I don't like the Shredder ones. That's the first ones I don't like.
There's a black version of them.
I don't like the Baxters either.
And there's pink Puma Suedes. Sell for a. Then here's the. Just want to show you the what it comes in, the package. There's the package.
Oh, the pizza box, yeah.
Yeah. Looks like three pizza boxes stacked on top of each other. The insoles have something in there, like a little cartoonish. And then inside, when you open it up, you get a green little.
It's like a pizza decal. Thing,
and a shoelace, all this other stuff. On your shoes, depends on which color. Because there's just the green with the purple.
Yeah, it looks like they're mixed and matched. It looks like they're paired together.
Yeah, so each side has a different color. So you have orange and blue, then red and purple on them.
The cowbunga on the bottom. They're fun. Yeah. Pumas don't fit my feet.
All right, the last but not least, there's Lego news, which you guys' favorite part of the thing. So on the Lego website, you can actually go to the reward center and you can claim to get the one of the limited edition San Diego Comic-Con 2016 Batman and Joker. These things are selling for like $700-$800. On here the article says $800 to $1,200. You have a maximum of 50 entries. So if you spend basically $385 in insider points, you can put your name on this list to get this. I've already signed up to try to get it. I've only did one. I only spent 50 insider points on this one. This is one of the ones, the brickheads, I don't have.
It would be cool. I never win anything, but it would be cool.
The Captain Jack Sparrow's compass has sold out. We were talking about the gift for purchase selling out. Mm-hmm. The Jack Sparrow's compass, the one you get with the Jack Sparrow ship, has already sold out. So that means that they've sold out of the Jack Sparrow. They sold so many Jack Sparrow ships that compass has sold out.
Yeah, it shows you the success of the set for sure.
Yeah, which is not the Black Sparrow. It's something else that
it's not the Black Pearl. It is I think it is Captain Jack's ship now.
Yep. All right, they've also sent out showed the release of the Winter Holiday. Some more. They have a train set coming. Express the Holiday Express 10361. Now people were talking about you can only see it in this. Picture in the middle. In the middle, there's a blue little train car. People were saying that's 3D printed. It's not an actual Lego piece. That's a 3D printed piece. A little blue train car, like over in the bottom picture on the left. It's like blue with a little red lid.
I'm very confident that'll be, it may be a piece, but I'm very confident it'll be an extruded plastic piece like everything else. Like a normal Lego.
And what was the price of this going to be? It's going to be $129.99, which is not bad for a train set. I will be picking this up for sure.
It's made to go like around the bottom of a tree.
Yeah. But it's not motorized, which I don't like because I have a motorized.
Are you sure it's not motorized?
It is not motorized. There's no metal on the tracks. Look, I'm looking at it, it's not motorized at all. I'm going to watch a YouTube video.
I thought that the video I watched said it is motorized.
Oh, wait a minute. The back right here does say you can't hook it up to a motorized thing.
Yeah, the video I watched said it was motorized. Because if it can't go around the tree like and actually drive, it would defeat the purpose.
Yeah, because it's supposed to go around the tree that came out that they released this one.
Yeah, it's got to be able to go.
Okay. So that'd be good if it is more, because I just didn't see metal on the track when I looked at the pictures.
Yeah, I don't know how that part works, but the video I watched did say it was motorized, but
is motorized.
Yeah, it's like a little kid said, in that it just goes on however that track is.
Okay, I'm thinking the track.
Smart. Yeah, I don't think it's smart. I think it's like the train itself just goes, and if the wheels are on that track, that's what it'll do.
All right, so they also released the Christmas tree. This thing is massive. It's set 41843. This is going to be $329.99. It is a massive Christmas tree, and it has a bunch of cool minifigures, and people are already talking about the minifigures are going to be the selling point. There's a Christmas night in there. and load it up, but it is a mess. I will be getting this, even though at that price.
Yeah, it looks, it's a good looking set.
Can't see. I was just saying that there's a space guy and a knight at the very right. Those two are the ones that people are already talking about.
It also comes with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Reindeer, a cat, little snowman.
Yeah, the cat's weird to me because everything else is like what feels like a minifig.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat is like jumbo and built.
I do like the reindeer. The reindeer is like the horses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then the cat is like weirdly out of scale and generic massive looking compared to everything else.
Yeah.
There's a picture that shows the family putting it together. You can kind of see scale. It is large.
Mm-hmm.
I often feel like Lego is deceptive when they show the people put them together. I feel like they play with scale sometimes in the way that they take the picture, but it's going to be pretty big. 3,000 pieces is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that putting that tree together is going to feel very samey though.
19 inches high, 13 inches wide, 14 inches depth.
It's a little misleading too, because that star is probably 2 inches on its own.
Yeah.
It's cool though.
I'll be getting it. All right, that's all I had for this week. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact us on our socials at @game_stitch, at OF and Show on the X. You can follow me on or message me on Instagram at OF and Show. That was episode 656. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.